Blog Talk Radio.
In a world of fake everything, one thing that's hard to find is real Christian people. They're out there, and we just happen to know a few. Sit back, relax, as I, Red Words Lou, interview Christians just like us. Hey, good evening, everybody. The 5 o'clock hour. Maybe you're in your car driving. Maybe you're just doing whatever you're doing. But we got a special thing going on here. Every week, I like to bring someone to you so they can give you their testimony of what Jesus Christ has done in their life, where they came from, where they're going, and what they're doing right now. So I have a special woman from Ohio that is patiently waiting on the line. Her name is Tina, and I met her through YouTube and through the TDC radio network there, the TDC channel that's on YouTube. Yeah, buh. So, and we've got to know each other a little bit, and she's a wonderful woman. And I asked her if she would like to do an interview, and she said yes. So that's what we're going to do. I blocked this out for an hour, but we don't know if it's going to be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. We don't know. We're just going to let the Spirit move us, and we're going to invite her in. So give me a second here while I invite her in. I'm going to do that right now. And there we go. Hey, Tina, you there?
Yes, I am, Lou.
There you are. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
That's good. You can hear me okay and everything like that?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you fine. I hear you fine. So how's things out there in Ohio? You get a lot of snow? Is it snowing now, or are you about to get some snow? What's going on out there?
Yes. We got some snow on the ground right now, and some more coming our way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I talked to my son. He was a little further north from where I am, and he was saying that tomorrow night or so, they're expecting up to 2 feet of snow up in his way. He's on the Vermont-Massachusetts border, and so I figured, well, whatever storm this is, it's probably going to be It's dragging a lot of moisture with it, so it's going to dump a lot of snow. And I figured you're right there after New York, sort of, in Ohio, so it must be hitting you guys over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm up by Toledo area, northwest Ohio.
Okay.
And I'm right at almost the Indiana border. And it looks like it's snow, then ice, and then rain coming.
Yeah.
That's the layer.
I guess it's winter, and it's what we expect, right?
Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we get into this? You know, in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to youward," or towards you. So, being Christians, we have this testimony. Right? We have
yeah.
a witness. We do. We have a witness. And we have a way, you know, or not a way, but we're able to attest to the fact that Jesus Christ has changed our lives. And what I want to do with these interviews is just to let people know that there's just regular, everyday Christians that are out there just trudging through life like you and I, and that they have a testimony. You know, we all have a testimony. We all have a testimony in Christ. And everyone's is different, but it's all for the same thing, for the glory of God, for Jesus Christ. So why don't we get started? So why don't you tell everyone listening, who's Tina? Tell us who you are.
Who am I? I am a soft heart. I love everybody that I can love. I treat others as they want to be treated, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just me, you know.
Well, that's great.
Lord's been walking with me since I was a little girl.
Okay. So now, in your opinion, have you always been that way?
I've been with the Lord all my life, but, you know, teenage years, in the 20s, you know how you kind of slip back and go into the world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done. You know, even if I was getting in the car, all right, and people was going to drink in it, you know, I'd pray on that car. And them not knowing, you know, so it's just, you know, my life's been hell, but the Lord has been walking with me every day through it.
Amen.
So
good. Okay, so, you know, you say you've been walking with Christ, but it sounds like you had a little bit of maybe backsliding going on, a little bit of a taste for the world going on there when maybe when you were in your 20s there.
Yeah. It wasn't, I can't even say it was like backsliding, but I knew I was going against what the Lord really wanted.
Okay.
You know? And, but I knew he was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And he never left me.
Right. So did you get involved with anything? I mean, were you just out, had a few beers, you know, carousing with your friends? Or did you... you know, go off in a different direction to where, you know, like me, your parents were looking for you all the time, calling the police to put APBs out on you so they could find you.
No, to tell you the truth, to tell you the truth, I was always a good little girl. This girl, 6 on up, I was always at the table with the grown-ups, putting my hands on my face and listening to the adults talk about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And here I was just a little girl listening. And I always got along with older people than me because of that. And with that, me learning about Christ that way, and then when I got into my teenage years, I went to one little white church, which was very good, and I got saved there.
Okay.
Even though Jesus, you know, walking with me. And I got saved then. And then a couple of years later, I got baptized in the water.
Okay.
Now I know, you know, you don't need to be baptized in the water, but it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, I've been baptized, and, you know, I mean, God commands us to be baptized, but that's neither here nor there. So your household was a Christian household then?
My mom was. My stepdad wasn't, let's put it that way.
Okay, all right. So then you had a little bit of strife going back and forth there with mom and stepdad, and but you still held on to your faith.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, right. So now did your mom bring you to church?
I started going with my cousin to this little church.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we went to Bible school, you know,
yeah,
little kids thing, and then we rode the bus back. I would stay the weekend with them, and I enjoyed it, and I liked going, and it went from there. But then, you know, I was, you know, abused, you know,
okay,
when I was a kid from my stepdad.
Yeah. And by no means, you don't have to go into anything like that if you don't want to. So that's up to you if you want to mention.
This might help somebody. You know, me being
okay,
truthful and being honest, you know,
mm-hmm,
how I am.
Yeah.
After my brother was born, my mother and my stepdad didn't never acknowledge him. I was like his mother, okay? Even as a little girl, I would carry him like a little baby doll around. I would diaper him and everything. And the doctors asked my mom and stepdad, why does Jesse, or not Jesse, but Ricky always go to Tina? My mom didn't know. My stepdad didn't know. But I knew. He would come up to me and say, Tina, do you think I could ask mom and dad this? Or could I ask mom and dad that? Or, and depending on their mood, I would say, go ahead and ask. Or no,
mm-hmm,
don't ask mom. You know.
Right.
And I was Ricky's protector too.
Okay.
So I mostly got the brunt of Rick's stuff. And one day, Rick almost killed my brother. And he picked him up from his bed, threw him out the door. He hit the window, fell down. He took his steel-toed boots and proceeded to kick him as hard as he could.
Mm.
And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And the only thing I knew to do to get his attention away from Ricky was cuss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I ever cussed in my life. And I was saying to him, you get that off my brother, you son of a, you know.
Yeah.
And finally, after 5 minutes of him kicking my brother in the back,
oh my God.
He came after me. And I was on the top bunk. And I was trying to keep my eye on Ricky.
Yeah.
And trying to keep Ricky's attention on me. Well, he was trying to get me. He couldn't get me because I was kicking him in his face. Because I was on the top bunk.
Giving him a few good mighty blows there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could grab me. And I kept watching. I noticed my brother got up, went to the bathroom and locked the door. And I said, okay. I said, get out of here, Rick. You get out of my face.
Yeah.
You know? And then he says, did you hear what your sweet angel said in there? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if I wouldn't have done that, he would have killed my brother.
So now, was this guy anything like an alcoholic? Or was he just full of rage? What was his deal?
I think he was abused a lot when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
He was passed around in foster homes and that. So don't give him an excuse to do it.
No, not at all.
But
just trying to get a feel for who the person is that was doing this, you know?
Right. And and then I married somebody almost just like Rick. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago, he left. And I'm back with the Lord now. So that's a good
thing. Okay, so through your life, you were with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You had a little time of indecision. You were going back and forth. You sort of knew Christ was there, but you were in the world a little bit. And then you met your husband. And so where was Jesus in the relationship with your husband? Was he just a notion? Was he just there? You weren't professing him and praying and seeking God. You just sort of knew that God's real, God's there, but you were dealing with everything else that was going on in your marriage. Is that something that was
correct.
Going on? Okay.
Yes. He says he's a Christian too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But me and him could not talk about the Bible at all.
Okay.
He would just start arguing with me and say, no, this isn't, no. You know, that ain't right. You know, he thinks that the Holy Ghost was just for the Pentecost, and that was it.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to believe that in different, parts of Christianity. But we know that the Holy Ghost is for us now also.
Yeah.
So you would have arguments with him, and eventually things broke down to the point to where you separated?
Yeah, basically. I mean, after our kid was grown up and we tried, he always said that he didn't want me and Jesse, so he wanted to be on his own, by himself.
Okay.
So
there was no point where between you and him there was some kind of reconciliation with God to where, we need to make our marriage work. Yeah, we need Jesus to be in our marriage, and we need to try to see this thing through. There was nothing like that, huh?
No. It wasn't nothing like that. It was basically him talking about the Bible and telling me how I should feel about the Lord.
Okay.
Or just arguments. We couldn't even talk for two minutes about the Bible, and then things would just blow up.
Right. Right.
You know, so it was like there's, in the way he believes, it's strange.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Now,
okay.
When he left, there mm-hmm. had to be some pivotal moment where Christ visited you, you cried out to God, something happened to where you went from not really having Christ to having him 100%. Right?
Right. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I always had Christ with me. I always knew that. I knew he was always there. I knew he was hearing me. And I just couldn't fully be with Christ 100% because of Tommy.
Right.
He would just, I don't know.
He was a hindrance. He was a hindrance.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And then when he left, I got scared. What am I going to do? This, that, and the other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And TDC family, you know? I thank God for Robbie Rob and Shauna and Scotty for helping me and through God, all of a sudden I got this realization that, hey, he's paying the bills here. He's doing all this, and he's not, you know, just leaving me high and dry, you know?
Yeah.
I guess God put it on his heart to, you know, do this for me.
So he has some conviction of the responsibility of having a wife. And taking care of her, even though he doesn't want to be around her. So
that's
good. So now this all happened, and then there was this transition period to where what? Were you searching for God? Were you crying out for him right away? Or were you just on the internet and you saw a video? Or were you looking on the video for answers, you know, looking on the internet for answers, and you just happened to run across a video from the TDC? How did that all transpire?
Okay. When I was younger, God put Satanists in my path.
Okay.
I seen this video that Scotty made with the Satanists.
Okay.
So I clicked on it. And I was listening to this dude's testimony and stuff, and then I seen Scotty, you know, at the end there.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I really like this guy. I've got to, you know, so I subscribe.
Okay.
And then, lo and behold, Robbie Rob came on. I'm going, wait a minute. I subscribed to Scotty.
Right.
And now this other guy is coming on. So, and I'm thinking, and he's rowdy.
Yep.
And
he's a rowdy type of guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is.
You could be rowdy for Jesus. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. You can have fun and everything with Jesus. But when I heard him, I thought to myself, you know, that's the the kind of conviction I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So I just started listening to them and stuff, and man, they helped me out a lot. And then I got introduced to you and to Kim through TDC.
Right.
And I praise God for that, because you guys are, you know, I'm by myself alone. You know, I don't have nobody else. My son's in California. My separated husband, I call him, is out truck driving, going here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm here by myself. I spend Christmas and holidays by myself and everything.
So the internet was an integral part of you giving your all back to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was really searching for somebody who really cared.
Right.
And Robbie, I mean, you know, he used to give out his number. I don't know if he still does that or not.
No, he doesn't.
Which, okay.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
That can be overwhelming.
Yeah. I know that had to drive him crazy, you know. I really understood that. But at first I didn't, because I didn't realize how many people was listening to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then I started figuring out, I'm going, oh, my goodness. This man is going crazy because his phone's driving him nuts, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was good for a season. It's what God put on his heart to do, and that is to be interactive. And then it became so overwhelming that he had to taper back off of that, and because it was constant for him. And you know, he drives a truck, so he can't be on the phone, you know, driving 18 hours, coming home, and then be on the phone for 5 hours. That doesn't leave you much time to get sleep, get ready for work, and go out there. So, it got a little overwhelming. I know I'm speaking for him, but I think I'm accurate in what I'm saying. You know, and if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, Transfiguration Day channel on YouTube, we call it the TDC. They have a YouTube channel there. And now TVC also has a Blog Talk radio show. And Robbie Robb, who we're talking about, is the host of it. And pretty much every night he does a show for 2 hours. And then on Saturday, the 8:28 comes in. That's where Scotty, that Tina was talking about, hosts that with his wife, Shauna. And so they have a really good ministry there. And a lot of people have had their faith solidified. They've come to Christ and strengthen their walk with Christ. So things sort of switched up a little bit, and now Scotty has his own ministry, Reigning Redemption, where he does music, and they put up some videos here and there, but he's focusing more on the radio or the music part, and then Robbie is still doing what Robbie does. He's bringing the word in his crazy, zany way, which is awesome.
Yes, and you know, there were people thought there was a fallout, and there was no fallout.
There wasn't a fallout.
I'm getting this out right now, Lou. I love Robbie. I did love Robbie, and I never stopped loving Robbie as my brother. You know.
Good.
He's my brother, love him in Christ.
Good.
And that's all there is to that. And that's...
Amen.
You know.
So
but,
we're ticking around with a clock here. So why don't... I know I don't mean to cut you off, but how about let everyone that's listening know what you're doing right now for Jesus, you know?
Well, what I'm doing right now, the Lord told me, maybe a couple years back, I don't know how long it's been, he told me to start a YouTube channel. Well, I'm not very bright. I'll admit that. I don't read good or whatnot. But Jesus told me, the Holy Ghost told me, said, hey, Tina, start a YouTube and talk about the dreams you had when you was a kid. And I said, Lord, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to start a YouTube channel. But it has helped me. And I'm praying that it helps other people. Now, I talk more about the love part of Jesus. But I believe in the wrath and the hell and everything else.
Okay.
I try to help people more. You know, I ask them if they need prayer. You know, leave a comment below. You don't have to tell me, you know, or anything like that. I have a guest. Well, not a guest. Kimmy Kim. I call her Kimmy Kim. You know her.
Yep.
I love her to death too. She comes on the channel, which is God's channel, and when she comes on, it's God's channel and it's her channel along with mine.
So your ministry has sort of branched off to sort of help enrich somebody else's life also.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And I always try to tell people love is a big word.
It is.
Yes, no.
Don't mind dogs in the background if you can hear them.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I always try to help people talk to them. Let them cry on my shoulder. If they're angry, let them let it out, you know. You know, just be there for your Christian brothers and sisters. You know, that's what we're here for.
Right.
You know, so
that's what you're trying to do through your channel, is just to convey God's love and to bring comfort and hope to people that watch it.
Yeah, and I give you, you know, situations like maybe what I might be going through at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What might help somebody else out there that
right.
might be going through the same thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's good. So, now, I put a link up in the description for the show, Tina's God's Love, and if anyone goes down into the description of the show and they click the link's highlighted in blue, that'll bring you to Tina's channel, and I guess you have access to all the videos that she's put up, and you can watch the videos, and I watch your videos, and in the beginning you play a song or so, and then you talk about what you're talking about, and then in the end you always play that song, We Go.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's your favorite song.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said that We Go song that you play at the end, that must be your favorite song.
Oh, yes, it is. It's like, you know, We Go. You know, it's like we push on, we tell other people about Jesus. It's like we go. That's it. You know, and it's Kim's favorite song too.
Oh, is it?
She bought the song. Yeah, I want to find the video of it so that way I don't have to get hit with the music thing.
With the music, yeah. Well, it's only a soft hit. It's only a soft hit. They'll play ads or whatever if they want to, you know, if the views get up there. But it doesn't go against you like me. Banned for whatever, 3 months because I put up one of my things there, one of my shows, my broadcasts on Blog Talk. I put it up and I left a little clippet in there. I trimmed it down, took all the music out, and well, whatever. This little clippet of it for the song, they recognized it and they said that's it. So no live for Redwood's Lou, but that's okay. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I made the effort. I tried to do things right, and that's the way it is. So, all right. Well, let's keep moving on here. So,
okay.
Tell everyone, you know, what's in store for you. What are your dreams? What are your hopes, aspirations for the future with Christ? You know, we know that Christ is going to return, and you know, we all look forward to Christ's return. But from now till that happens, what are you going to do? What are you doing for Jesus?
Well, I'm going to keep doing my YouTube, do as much as I can. I try to post. I post when the Lord leads me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I used to post every day. But now it's like, I just post when Christ leads me, or if me and Kimmy's got something important to get out to people. I'll make a show, you know.
Right.
And so that's my, that continue on doing that, and continue serving and praising God, listening to Scotty's music. I love Scotty's music with all my heart.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I sing to it. I make words up with the music, everything. And I just, Scotty's music is just wonderful.
Yeah,
and,
he's a good musician.
And you just don't know, you know, even Christian music now. You don't know if they sold their soul, you know?
Well, you don't, but the Spirit can reveal things to you, you know?
Yeah.
And you can listen to it, and you can tell. You know, if there's a lot of him, I like the songs where I hear the word Jesus in it. When I hear Jesus, then I know that the musicians are sold out. You know, when everything is him, that becomes very general and very palatable for all audiences. And I believe that there are some musicians that might be afraid to take that step out and just completely profess their faith. You know, I could be wrong. I'm not a musician. But when I hear a song with it, and him and he and all this other stuff, you know, it's generic. I want brand name. I want Jesus.
Tell the truth, I haven't watched TV since my separated husband left. It's been two years since I turned on the TV.
Well, that's good. There's nothing on there anyways.
Yeah, I'm always on YouTube watching other people's stuff. Mostly yours, and I love your radio show now. And
thanks.
You're doing great, Lou, and God bless you, man.
Yeah,
you're reaching more people.
Yeah, well, just doing what God wants me to do, or what I feel God has told me to do, you know. And if it's God, it'll flourish, and if not, it'll fade away into the sunset. You know, but you can't go wrong preaching God's word and talking about Jesus, reading like I do, reading the sermons and going through the Bible. It's edifying me as much as it's edifying someone else. So it's a blessing to me. It really is. And speaking of Scotty, Scotty just published a new song on his Patreon channel. It is called The Final Breath. The Final Breath. So if you go to Patreon, I think it's patreon.com/Scotty E, S-C-O-T-T-Y-E. You can check that out. And I think you can listen to it. But if you become a headbanger for $1 a month, you'd be able to download all his music. And you'd be able to keep that for yourself. And I believe it is royalty-free music. It can be played freely wherever. So, and I will play a song on the when we get out of here. I'm gonna play one of Scotty's songs when we leave.
Yeah. So. He is a godsend. I mean, he's got more than just writing songs. The way he talks and teaches, he is down to earth.
Now, he has a humbleness and a meekness about him. And that's how we need to be. We need to be like that with Christ.
And I love Shauna. She's the same way. She's got meekness in her. But she's got the faith of a lion, boy.
She's got the faith of a lion? We're gonna have to ask Scotty that. You know, when you go to bed at night, do you hear a roar in the background? Roar!
Like I used to say, she's like the pillar, the main pillar of the house that it holds up. She's that faith, she's got that much faith,
She does, and I believe Scotty has a faith, but, there's always a place for a woman and a man's house. The backbone of a man is a woman, I'll always attest to that. My wife, no matter what I did, she was always told me, whatever you want to do, I'll stand behind you 100%. So it's always good to have a good woman standing behind you. And it looks like, in your situation, somebody lost a good woman, but who knows? Who knows what the future holds? Who knows if Jesus is going to bring you back together? You never know. You don't know with Christ Jesus, because how a person is in their sin and in their disrespect to the Lord, is that person is totally different when they're submissive to God. So you never know. You never know.
That's true. What God plans for you might not be the plans you have.
Oh, God's plans for me are never the plans I have. I'll tell you that much. You think that sitting with a microphone in my face is something that I was like, oh, I can't wait to do that. Oh, that's going to be so awesome. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. Really? Really? Even the YouTube, being on YouTube, and I didn't do YouTube with the computer voice like a lot of people did. I just did YouTube, put me out there, because I want to be accountable. Okay?
Yeah.
People see me. That creates an accountability on my part. And believe it or not, that helps me along in my walk with Christ. Okay?
Yeah.
So people see me. They hear me. They know me. And I'm accountable. And that's the way I want to be. I want to be that guy that they say, he's a Christian. Yeah, he doesn't care. He walks solid in Christ. And, no one's going to sway him. And even if it comes down to the end times and stuff's going down and they're knocking on my door, well, there I am, for the glory of God. Goodbye. I'm ready. So I'm just doing what God wants me to do.
Are you going to accept the mark? No.
I don't know what the mark. I even have my theories that we already have the mark. So, you know, if you think of the right hand and the forehead, of the right hand and the forehead. Okay, what are you doing with your right hand all the time? You're either holding a phone, you're doing it. It's action, right? And then your forehead, your mind. Okay, so we're getting everything pumped in through our hand, into our mind. You know, the mark of the beast, to me, may be the beast system would be the internet. The internet of things where everyone can just do whatever they want. I don't know.
Okay. Here's how I think.
Okay. You throw it out.
It's got to be a physical mark. It's got to be something that is put in you or tattooed on you, on your right hand or on your forehead. Now, the RID chip.
RFID chip, yeah.
Yep. That could change your DNA. Okay. That can buy cells, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody's mandatory to that thing, the people that don't have the mark are going to go through a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I really believe it's going to either be a tattoo, like the AI stuff that's coming out now, or that RID chip.
Yeah, so, it could be. It could be a RFID chip. It could be a tattoo. It could be something you have to wear. I have no idea, but I don't fear it. And I don't fear it being implemented if it is, and we're still here as Christians, then I know that time is short. And, you know, I'm not going to bow down and take any mark willingly, but I think that in this world, everything is very deceptive. And you see society, how they are today. We're deceived into having society be like it is. We were lulled away without us even knowing through the TV, through the flicker rates, through the hypnotics, through the TV, through music, through everything. Over time, they've introduced today's society to us. It's a process. It's a process that they've been working on, in my opinion, since the beginning of the time, and it's now able to happen. So who knows? But if I sit and I dwell on it, then I become a nutbag. You know, I have my main mission is to wake up, to praise Jesus, to pray, and do what I do for Christ. And when it comes down the pike, praise God, I hope I'm aware of it, and I can take care of business when it happens, you know?
Yep, that's it, brother, my philosophy is take one day at a time, with Jesus. Don't look back, look forward, just go for the day. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah, you know, go for the day, go for the minute, because you don't know. And 1 minute you're here, 1 minute you're not. I've seen too many instances where people in a blink of an eye have lost their life, and we don't want to put off giving Jesus our attention. We don't want to put off salvation because we think we have time. We don't know if we have time. We really don't.
That's true. So, that is very true.
It is true. Well, hey, T, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you coming on and doing an interview with me. That was wonderful. I am so glad that you're serving God now and that things have transitioned to where, you know, God can help you and can carry you through all the situations that you have. And I'm really appreciative of you and your ministry, too. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
And I thank you, Lou, and I think you do a really good job on the radio. And please stop putting yourself down. Brother, you do such a good job. I mean,
I put myself down in a joking way.
Yeah. You know what? That's good. You could laugh about it because, you know, that's all. You know, I have to do that. I mess up a lot of times, too. And it's like, okay, I think on the one video I said, okay, scratch that. It's the other way around.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
That's real. That's like the name I put for this show. Christians just like us. You know, just real people who are trudging through the trenches of life, and we're just trying to serve God. You know, we all have little things in our lives that, you know, just aren't there yet. You know, whether it's in our mind or in what we do, we just do what we do. You know, but the main thing is we love Jesus and we want to serve God. We want to go to heaven, and we want people to come with us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Like, how does Robbie say it? He's out for one.
Right. You do it for one. Yeah. Scotty and Robbie and Shauna say that. They're out for one. Yeah. If everything they do in their whole ministry is for one soul, then it's all worth it. And I agree. I totally agree 100%. So.
Yeah.
All right. I'm counting down here. I want to play a song to scoot out of here. And like I said, I'm going to play one of Scotty E's songs. And
woo!
Who knows? Who knows what we're going to play? You're just going to have to wait and listen. You too, Scotty. I know you're listening. All right. All right, Tina. So everybody, check out Tina's God Love. If you aren't looking at the page for the link, you can go to YouTube. Type in Tina's God's Love. And she's got a picture of a little angel person there or whatever. And you click on that and you can watch her videos. And we're very thankful she came on the show. Thanks, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome, Lou. God bless you, brother.
Yeah. All right. Stay warm out there, okay?
Sure will.
All right, sister. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Tina's God's Love. Tina from Ohio giving us a little rundown on her life with Jesus. Amen. So once a week, I like to do this, put out a show, Christians Just Like Us. And unfortunately, I don't have a set time to do that. So it is at will. Everyone's busy. Everyone has things going on in their life. So who knows? Who knows? If you subscribe, and then you'll get the emails or the text messages that say the show is going to be on. But expect it. And I will have Scotty E on one time, and I will have his wife on, Shauna E, on separately, of course. Why? I don't know. I just figure it would be better. All right, so why don't we end this here, and I am going to play, a song. Now, this is a song, you know what, I can't play it because it's too long. So, why don't we just play a song called Blessed Be by Scotty E from the Reigning Redemption channel. You can check him out on YouTube, Reigning Redemption. You can also go to his Patreon page. And that would be patreon.com/Scotty E. Scotty E. Scotty E. So go check him out. Check out his music there. He's constantly in the throes of making up music that is awesome, but is not traditional. Let's put it that way. So here's one of his songs, Blessed Be. thank you for listening. I will catch you again, and check us out tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, for 2 hours, where we'll be going through the Bible, and we will also be reading a sermon from Smith Wigglesworth. We'll have some music, we'll have some chat, we'll have some fun, in Jesus' name. This is Red Words Lou, for Christians just like us. You know what I'm saying? Is blessed be. See you in the morning. Red Words Lou, over and out.